Day 23, March 27th. Today's reflection is based on Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21, and was written by the Reverend Paul Leone, class of 1990. Adjoining our home property in Baden is the convent and mother house of the Sisters of St. Joseph. In caring for the 80 acres of land and facility, the sisters believe in a sacramental universe of wondrous diversity, a gift that requires our care and respect. God entrusts these resources to us so that we may nurture and sustain them for our dear neighbors, now and into the future. As a dear neighbor, I have the awesome freedom to walk and pray on this sacred terra, to which the sisters joyfully welcome all who come. A pathway marked with the Stations of the Cross leads to the sisters' cemetery. Overlooking the multiple rows of grave sites stands a 35-foot crucifix, engraved with the words, Ego sum, resurrectio et vita. Whenever I pause beneath this graveyard crucifix, I pray aloud the words of St. Paul. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Anyone who has worshipped with the sisters at Sunday morning Mass has experienced the gracious, inclusive welcome extended. The late Catholic priest Henri Nouwen has written words that call us to self-examination in this season of Lent. In the Eucharist, Jesus gives all. As God becomes fully present for us in Jesus, so Jesus becomes fully present to us in the bread and wine of the Eucharist. Communion with Jesus means becoming like him. With him we are nailed on the cross. With him we are laid in the tomb. With him we are raised up to accompany lost travelers on their journey. Communion, becoming Christ, leads us to a new realm of being. I believe and so speak. This invitation is open and inclusive to all. Today's prayer. We do not presume to come to this, your table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your abundant and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord whose character is always to have mercy. Amen.